Okay, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we're up to the second shiur on the sugya of Kelov Shelokech versus Mocher that the Gemara had raised on Ayin Ches Amud Aleph in Gittin. And let's go over the Gemara Rashi, with all of the beautiful points that come up in other places of Shas. We'll try to start it rooted on our daf and then see how where this takes us. So we had gone quickly through the Gemara that the Mishnah had said, L'tocheko l'toch kolsa migureshes. And the Gemara asks, Amai kelev shelokech b'shus mocheru. But at the end of the day, if you put something in her reshus, but she's in the husband's reshus, so then in such a case, how will the gerushin work? Because there are opinions, which ultimately is the correct opinion lahalacha, that if your utensil is in the reshus of the mocher, you're the kone, and it's in the reshus of the mocher, it's not going to be kone. Bipashtus, the reason why it's not going to be kone is because when you have a kinyan, you need to have full hayras bailus. And if it's in the reshus of the mocher, so then the mocher also has a ras bailus in that reshus. So it doesn't work. So the Gemara comes up with different ukimtas. Amar Yehuda Meshmuel Kegoyin Shehaisa Kilsa Tluyaba. She had her basket that was hanging on her. Now, Rashi over here by us really doesn't explain most of these cases. So we needed to go to the Rashbam in Bava Basra. Here I photocopied it again. Feel free. We need to go to the Rashbam in Bava Basra to see what was going on. And that's where we stopped. We stopped at something very, very significant in the Rashbam in Bava Basra, that the Rashbam in Bava Basra says as follows. He says, Tuyaba, ve'eino nigreres bekarka, and it's not being dragged along on the ground, ulakach kona lakilsa, didami lahagba. It's similar to agba, shekona bekol makum, that's kona in every place. And we saw Rabbeinu Gershom doesn't say it's damui lahagba. Rabbeinu Gershom on the right side, towards the bottom, in the bold, you have shehoisa kilsa tluyba bitzavara. It was hanging around her neck. Dahavya hagba. It's considered hagba. So the shita of Rabbeinu Gershom is clear, and that is the reason why it's kona is because she does a kinyan of Hagba. Baruch atu Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehiyeh B'Dvaro. Last time, we pointed out that you could make a mountain out of this molehill, and maybe it's just not a molehill, that there's really a lot to build on the language of Rabbeinu Gershom. What can you build on the language of Rabbeinu Gershom? So there is a fascinating question in Hilchos Gittin that creates a drama, and that is the Torah tells us v'nasan b'yado, you need to put the get in her hand. So what does that mean, you need to put the get in her hand? So if you understand that when a woman is getting divorced, there's a kinyan that's taking place, and a hand is one way of describing the type of kinyan, and how is a person kona with their hand? When they pick something up, they're kona bagba. Or they pull something, they're kona with in that manner. So is really the Torah describing kinyanim that work with a woman's hand? If that would be so. So then the get, gerushin, does not have to be dramatic as Rabbi Kiva Eger made it. Rabbi Kiva Eger had this dramatic thing where he says, you take the get, you show it to the woman, they read it and so on, and then you turn it into a ball and you stuff it into her hand. Why does it have to be stuffed into her hand? Because, he says, well, if the get is sitting outside her hand, how do you hold paper? You hold paper like this. If it's sitting at, then she's kona, she's divorced, only the part of the paper that corresponds to her fingers, whatever is written there. But it might not have her husband's name on it. So Rabbi Kiva Eger has this chumrah. Rabbi Kiva Eger says it's got to be mamish in her hand. Comes along the Chalkas Yoav, and he says, ridiculous. He says, of course it doesn't mean literally the get has to be in the hand. But rather, just like when you pick up your cell phone, your kona the cell phone, so too when she picks up the get, she's going to be kona. Now, I think This machlokas, by the way, the Chelkas Yolov, I photocopied the beginning of it in Simin Yud Beis, Gesundheit, Simin Yud Beis. I think the Chelkas Yolov fits very nicely into the position of Rabbeinu Gershom. Dahainu, that Rabbeinu Gershom says that when it comes to this kinyan over here that we're talking about is a kinyan of Hagbah. And of course then, you're not going to need to be Kone. And so we have actually, so this is going to be the position of Rabbeinu Gershom. Now fascinating is what the Chelkas Yoav comes along, and the Chelkas Yoav says, what about the Rashbam? He says, this Rashbam also says it's a Kinyan Agbah. So if you take a look in Simin Yud Beis, he starts off with Rabbi Kiva Eger. He quotes the Nesivus that we worked with. By the way, I'm not going to repeat the Nesivus. He goes to town on the Nesivus, but I'm going to leave that because the Mesorah I have from our Rabbeim is the Iker is understanding the Rishonim on the page, and that's your extra work in the Beis Medrash to Cheshbon the Achronim. And then he says, and the Nesivus quotes a Rashbam that the Rashbam is mashma like his position. And then he says four lines from the bottom. He says on the second column over here on the one page you have of the Chelkas Yoav. He says v'kavanas harashbam hi rak kimo da hagbar b'shus mocher mahani da avir karka enam vatal hagbar v'achanami b'kilsa tluya avol me olam lo ola al das rashbam de kilsa moel mitam hagbar. He says the Rashbam never meant to say that you're going to be kona mamish with hagbah. So he says that the Rashbam is lavdafka. Let's put that aside, and let's, without the cheshbon of the Chelkas Yoav, let's read the Rashbam's words again. The Rashbam in Bava Basra says lekach kona lekolsa. It's similar to Agbah Shekon B'chol Makom. I am bothered. Why does the Rashbam not say it is Agbah? Why does he say D'dami LaHagbah? And I think the answer to that question is the Rashbam does not mean to say like what Rabbeinu Gershom says. He doesn't mean to say that what we have over here is a Kinyan of Agbah. But rather, I think what the Rashbam is saying is that just like when it comes to Hagbah, the person's hand is an independent rishus, so too, you're bothered that isn't this Kalev Shelkona birshus hamocher? The answer is no, because it's on her. It's similar to Hagbah, that just like when I pick something up in your rishus, I'm kone, and no one would say it's a problem of Kalev Shelkona birshus mocher, so too, it's her own yad, and it's not significant in the fact that it's sitting in someone else's rishus. That's what the Rashbam is saying. He's not saying that it's the same thing as Rabbeinu Gershom. In this regard, I'm similar to Chelkas Yoav. But rather, he's saying that it works in a similar type of manner. And Lechura, coming back to our daf, Lechura, this is going to be consistent with the ideas that Rashi is going to be espousing as well. Let's continue on in the Gemara's Terutzim. So we have the Gemara's first Teretz, Kigon Shaisa Kilsa Tluyaba. V'chein Amar Belazar Amar Boshia, Kigon Shaisa Kilsa Tluyaba. V'ish Lakish Amar Kshura Afal Bishayna Tluyab. Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish says it doesn't need to even be, it's not that it was hanging on her shoulder, but rather it's tighter. Ravad Bar Avama Kigon Shaisa Kilsa Muneches La Bein Yarcha Seha. She has her basket that's sitting between, resting on her lap. So says Rashi, Bein Yarchosa, excuse me, corresponding to her lap. Says Rashi, Shura Afal Pishen Etzliya Ela Nigreres Bekarka V'Kosher Ba. Even if it's on the ground and not on her shoulder, but it's attached to her. Then Rashi claims, Lo Garcin Etzliya Afal Pishen Kshura. I'm not sure what that machlokas is. Bein Yarchosa, V'Afal Pishen Munach Bekarka, even though it's sitting on the ground, ein other makbid al kol makom moshev ishto, va'ad achshav hoysa haya osa makom konuila. And until now, when she's sitting there, that makom is kanui to her. Now, does Rashi mean literally that it's kanui to her? I don't know if Rashi means it's literally kanui. Did they do a ma'isa kinyan? Rashi says that the area is considered as if it's kanui la. Mocher klasos. Let's continue on in the Gemara. Rav Mesharshia bar of Dimi Omar. Kigon shahaya baila mocher klasos. We're talking about where her husband sells baskets. Okay, so what's that? Why is that not? What is it? Has that solved the problem? Kalev shalkoner birshus mocher. Says Rashi, mocher klasos. Lekach in a makbid al nakoma. Sheyesh lo bayis lekach. The fact that she puts her basket down over there is not a problem that it's his rishus, because he's not makbid for baskets. He wants baskets to be sitting there. The place is designated for baskets. So I am bothered when my little children leave their socks in the middle of the living room, because I'm makbid. I don't want them to leave it there. But if they leave their socks in the laundry room, so then in such a case, I'm not makbid. Says Rashi that the husband at the end of the day is not makbid. Okay, Rabbi Osai. So how does a woman become divorced? Why is this not Kalev Shalkona Birshus Mocher? So the answer is that we saw in the Rashba that the Rashba says that the moment in which the husband says, the husband's not makbid, then it's as if he says, Lechazek ukni. You could go and be kohen in this area. I'm allowing this kinyan to work. In other words, Rashi and the Rashba that we saw last time are of the opinion that really, the kli should be kona. Why should my kli not be kona? The problem is that the baal is makbid. If the baal is makbid, so then in such a case, then you're not showing horaz bailus with your kli. But the moment in which the baal is not makbid, so then in such a case, you have no problem of being kona with your kli in his rishus, because the whole problem is that he uses it for a zaras bailus. But if he doesn't use it for a zaras bailus, then what's enough to show he doesn't use it for a zaras bailus? The fact that he's not makbid. This is going to be Rashi's theme throughout. That's what Rashi said in Ben Yair Kosel. And I'm reading Rashi, Hayosa makom kanui la, it means it's kanui for her, for the gerishin to work. The Gemara then goes on and it quotes a Braisa at the end of the Gemara. Tanya, you know what? Even before the Braisa, let's continue on. Rashi skips to the Braisa, let's continue on. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Makom Cheka Kanula, Makom Kolsa Kanula. The Makom, her lap is Kanui to her, the Makom of her basket is Kanui for her. Amar Rava says, my time at the Rabbi Yochanan. What's the reason, Rabbi Yochanan? Fisha ena the makbid lo amakom chekav lo amakom kalsa. So, what's Rava doing over here? According to Rashi, Rava is bothered by a question. Rava's bothered, why is it that Rabbi Yochanan says the chek and the makom kilsa is kanui la? The husband is makna to her the area of the chair that she's sitting on, right? Let's imagine the woman's wearing a long flowy skirt, right? So she has her skirt that's over the chair. Says the Gemara that makum is kanila. What does that mean that makum is kanila? He was makna to her that area. So that's what Rava says. My time at the Rabbi Yochanan, he's bothered. How does that work? So he says, no. The words kanui la don't mean literally that's kanui to her, but rather ein makbid, that makes it that it's kanui la. And that's exactly the way Rashi is going to learn the Gemara. The way I was just masbir, the my time of Rava, is exactly the way Rashi is going to learn. Tanya nami hachi. Then we have a brisa. Zarku lo l'toch heko l'toch kilsa l'toch kol dover shu kikilsa. Reizu mekudeshes. Kol dover shu kikilsa l'asu yimai l'asu yitiska d'achle batimri. Not only, we had Rav Tzvi's Hezber and Rashi on the Mishnah. Not only her purse where she leaves her personal items. And that's considered like her lap. Right? She leaves her personal items and that's like her lap. But even the thing, the basket that she uses for her lunch, not only her purse, but her lunch box, is also considered like cheka. What does that mean? That all of those things, the husband is not going to be makbid on that makam. He understands that his wife needs space. Right? That's one of the most important things in marriage, is that each spouse give the other one space. So he understands that she needs the space, and that's how the kinyan is going to work. Wait, wait a second. Let's just make sure we understand what we're saying. But she needs to acquire her get. So how does she acquire her get? The answer is, her utensil acquires the get. The whole problem of Keil Shokoner Bershus Mocher is that the Mocher is preventing the Kli from doing its job. And now we've removed that simply with the Eino Makbid. That's how the Holy Rashi is learning. Oh, now, let's go back to Rabbeinu Gershom that we were medayikin in Bava Basra. L'ani yizdaiti, Rabbeinu Gershom is saying something entirely different. Rabbeinu Gershom, in the first pshat, when he says that you did hakbah, Rabbeinu Gershom is not getting rid of the hakpada of the mocher. You could be koneh b'hakbah, birshus mocher. You do this all the time. When you went to the store, last time you went to the store and you bought something, when were you koneh? The answer is you were koneh when you bought the item. That's when you were koneh. In the store itself, when you paid for it and you picked it up. Now, we as kids think it's when you pay the money, but if you're using hagbah, that's really when you pick it up. You pick it up, b'rshus hamocher, then you're koneh. So comes along Rabbeinu Gershom, and Rabbeinu Gershom Leonidas Daiti has an entirely different approach. He's not preempting the makbid in his explanation of the Gemara, but rather what's happening is he's making it that the hagbah is working, it's working with a hagbah despite the fact that it's Bershus Mocher. Oh, if that's so, so then we have, if I'm right, we have a fundamental machlokis between Rashbam and Rabbeinu Gershom. If I read the Rashbam correctly, not like those Achronim who say Rashbam and Rabbeinu Gershom are the same thing. I forgot, there's a long list of Achronim that read it that way. That Rashbam is, you have to read Rashbam carefully. It's Dami Lahagbah. What was it, Dami Lahagbah? It's Dami Lahagbah in the sense that it's her own Rishus. If it's her own Rishus, so then in such a case, then that is how she's Kona, because it's her own Rishus, and the husband is, we need to add, according to Rashbam, that the husband is not makbid, in a chanami. According to my pshat, Ufi the Rashbam, you need to add that the husband is not going to be makbid. Okay. Now. Fine. So this is Rashbam versus Rabbeinu Gershom. I see the Chevra is being mufalpa, whether to start arguing with me now or to wait a little.
Could you
just
reshare his opinion about what the Rashbam is holding?
Yes. The Rashbam is not the same thing as Rabbeinu Gershom. Rashbam is not saying that the Kinyan over here is Kinyan Hagbah. The Rashbam is saying because this is her own personal Rishus, she has the ability to be Kona, and once it's her own personal Rishus, then that's something that the Baal is not Makbid on.
Where does that last component come in? I'm confused where the last component comes in.
Because otherwise you have the problem of Kelev Shel Kone Bershus Mocher.
So you still need that.
You're going to still need that point. And the Rashbam later on is going to say that you're not Makbid. Okay. This is step one. Now let's continue.
So Rashi just doesn't have that first step of
Rashi, Hagbah. Right, Rashi's not, Rashi doesn't need to say Hagbah. It's his, the Kalim. You know, there's a nafgamina between Rabbeinu Gershom and Rashi, is that according to Rabbeinu Gershom, it's a Maisa Hagbah, that's Kone, and Memelu, you don't have the problem of Rishus Mocher, while according to Rashi, it's not that you have a Maisa Kenyan, it's just the Rishus Mocher is removed with the fact that you're not Makbid. Okay? Mm-hmm.
Where does Rabbi Shimon Gershom say that later in like Rabbi Yochanan and stuff?
I'm about to get there. I haven't gotten to Rabbi
Yochanan.
This is in only Kilsa Shatli B'Tzavara.
Got it. Okay.
Step one. Okay. Now, I'm about to go to where Yitzchak was asking. Now, Rashi, by Mocher Klosos, again, all he says is, she's not makbid al mekoma. She yesh lo bayis lekach. How's a woman being kona according to Rashi? She's kona with her basket. It's kel shel korn b'shus mocher. The answer is that the guy is not makbid. He wants baskets there. It helps for his window dressing. She's got a nice basket there. Maybe if she has an ugly basket, he's not going to want her to leave it there. He's not going to want her to leave her socks there. But if she has a nice basket there, matov manoim, he's got inventory there that he didn't even have to pay for. That's his place. Okay, that's how Rashi's going to learn. Now let's go to Rabbeinu Gershom. Says Rabbeinu Gershom, Kigon shayabai lamocher klosos, Vikonsa mimena kalsa. He acquires from her the basket. Ubahi hana shekonsa mimena, and with the hana that he gets, that he's doing the purchase, akni la makom kilsa. He's also makneter the makom akilsa. So, Rabbeinu Gershom over here, I think, for some does not want to take Rashi's and Rashbam's approach as well, in my opinion. But let's talk about Rashi, because Rashi is clearest. Rashi and Gittin.
Right.
Go ahead.
No, but according to Rashi, if you need to say that, because according to Rashi, he's saying, if he's not acquiring it, then who cares if it's adding it to his, it's not really his, even though it's in the room, it's not adding to his inventory if it's not actually ever acquired. Because there have been a different saying, he has to actually, he's saying...
Well, okay, that's an interesting point. Alex is saying maybe he disagrees with Rashi because maybe he doesn't consider his inventory unless she actually buys it. Maybe. I'd like to suggest a different pshat. I'd like to suggest that what's going on over here is as follows. Rabbeinu Gershom doesn't work with simply lokapti. Rabbeinu Gershom doesn't want to rely on lokapti. Rabbeinu Gershom is understanding that the reason why Kalev Shalkone Bershus Lokeach is not a problem in the case of Mocher Klossos is because in that case it is her Rishus. It becomes her Rishus. The basket he sold her and Memele he gives her the whole Rishus. Not that it's just simply Lokapti. And in this regard, at least in these two cases, Rabbeinu Gershom is Lishitasai. Rabbeinu Gershom is Lishitasai that it's not the pshat that what we're having over here is it's her kalim that are going to be konen. And you simply have a lokapti. But rather, what we have is a full hakna in that the item is hers, the keli is hers, and either it's going to be kone because it's hers because it's hagbah, as in the first case, where it's tala batzavara, or it's going to be entirely hers because it's not going to be even in his, it's not going to be in his rishus. So we don't need lokapti, according to Rabbeinu Gershom. We don't need to create this middle ground of lokapti. We have full-fledged kinyanim that are working according to Rabbeinu Gershom. Full-fledged kinyanim. If that's so, there's room to speculate that Rabbeinu Gershom and Rashi is going to be talui in the biggest chakira in Perek HaZorek. Dahainu. That according to Rabbeinu Gershom, he doesn't need just an asina into her rishus and a problem of whether the Baal is makbid. Rabbeinu Gershom needs a hakna. That's what he requires. Gittin is going to be a hakna. If Gittin is going to be a hakna, it could very well be that Lokapti is not going to be enough. He needs a hakna. While according to Rashi, there's room to argue that even though there's no kinyan hagbah, and you have a problem of kelav shel kone bershus mocher, but as long as you do at the nesina that's dami lahagbah, and there isn't a kapeda, then that's going to be enough. So there are two levels of what I want to say over here. I want to say pshat, and then I want to have a speculative chidush. On the level of pshat, I'm convinced that Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom are different worlds. That Rashi is saying that the issue is, all you need to do is get it into her kli, and you need to remove the problem of Rishus Mocher. While according to Rabbeinu Gershom, he's not just removing Rishus Mocher as a ikuv, he is making it either that we don't care about Rishus Mocher at all, because you mamish have a kinyan hagbah, and then Rishus Mocher is irrelevant, or there is no Rishus Mocher, according to Rabbeinu Gershom. There's no middle ground over here. And if that's so, okay, that's step Aleph, versus Rashi, that Rashi has a nesina into her kli, it's not clear what type of kinyan is going on, the same thing I was struggling with in the Rambam Vamev and Yavin last time. In Rashi, it's also vague. But Rashi doesn't have a problem that it's vague, because all he needs to do is remove Rishus Mocher. How do you remove Rishus Mocher according to Rashi? Just simply consistently making it Lokapti. Once it's Lokapti, so then all you need is to have it into her Rishus. Why is that enough according to Rashi? Now begins my speculation. That is Atkan is Pshat. Pshat. Speculation would be that Rashi is going to be Lishitaso in the many places that we had, that Rashi holds that forget, you don't need a kinyan. That forget, all you need to do is do an asina to the woman. You don't need a kinyan. So if, when it comes to Rashi, the point is that all you need to do is do an asina for the Isha, an asina to the Isha is also going to be problematic, because it's Kelev Shalokeach Bershus Mocher. It's not even an asina. Just like it's not a kinyan, logically it should not even be considered a sina. So how do we solve that? We solve that by removing the significance of the Rishus Mocher, because lo kapti, that's enough. Is that enough for Hilchas Kinyanim? Yesh lachkar. Whether that's enough for Hilchas Kinyanim. But I don't care about that question, whether it's enough for Hilchas Kinyanim at this point. We're going to see Riva might care about it. But according to Rashi, I don't necessarily care. So you could take this out of so versus Rashbam. Maybe Rashbam here is interested in Kenyan. He's clearly interested in Kenyan. He's not just having simply an Asina. He's having a Hagbah, or he's removing Rishus Mocher entirely. And then in Hilchas Kenyanim, it's full Kenyanim, according to the Rabbeinu Gershom, both by Hagbah as well as in the second case. While according to Rashi, it's unclear if there's a Kenyan. Possibly, these are two simanim that Rabbeinu Gershom is more into Kenyan of Gerishin. Oh, l'may nafkamina? Maybe the Chelkas Yoav versus Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Hainu that Rabbi Kiva Eger, who holds that you need the whole Nesina into the Yad, maybe Rashi, there's room to argue that Rashi would agree with him. While the Chelkas Yoav, who says that no, it's all about Kinyanim, so then Rabbeinu Gershom might be holding that's all Kinyanim, and that's why he doesn't want to learn like Rashi. So this is pshat, this is the speculation of what might be behind this machlokas. Yes?
Clarification on according to Rabbeinu Gershom, Rabbi is trying to say that up till Rabbi Yochanan, we're talking about full-fledged Kinyanim, and how would you understand Rabbi Yochanan?
Oh, so now let's come back. Excellent. So now, what's the mashmos from the Gemara? Is the mashmos of the Gemara that we're talking about a Sina, or is the mashmos of the Gemara talking about a Kenyan? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Mokom Cheka Konui La. It's Konui to her. In other words, it sounds like a Kenyan. Comes along Rava, and Rava says, no. Rava says, Ein Ad Makdid. And this is where Rabbeinu Gershom and Reshbam part ways. Rabbeinu Gershom says, in a case of where it's not Makbid, then we're going to find a way to turn that not Makbid into a Kenyan. While according to Shitas Rashi, what's going to happen is that because he's not Makbid, then that's enough for the Nesina to work, and the word Kanoi is Lav Dafka. In other words, Rabbeinu Gershom is going to hold the word Kanoi is Dafka, versus the Shita of Rashi, is Rashi's going to hold that the words Kanoi are Lav Dafka. Good, Rabbosai? Okay. Now, again, I want to be mechalik between speculation and pshat. I think we're right about pshat. Speculation, I want to be mefalpa with you more in the base medrash. Okay. Continuing on in pshat, there's a very, very important tesis. Tesis in Bava Basra, on Dibra Maskel Kegoin, asks a very interesting question. By the way, if anybody worked on Tosas Kegon by us, if you worked on it, come over to me, because I'm having difficulty crunching something. Ad Kedekach, you got it? Okay. So, Ad Kedek, and by the way, I think some of the things we're discussing are going to be totally with this in Tosas Kasha as well. Okay. Well, let's put that on the side for now. So Tosas in Bava Basra, and Pehei Amabez Yirmaskel Kegon. So Tosis asks the following kasha. Bim taimar nihi dinosan la rishus umashila mikol makom habayi chazaka kidarmina b'shoyel k'shem sha'karka nikne b'shtar kesef b'shtar v'chazaka kach schirus karka. So Tosis in Bava Basra asks the following kasha. Tosis asks, he gave her the area for the klossos. Tosas seems to be learning like Reshbam. He gave her rishus, he's not makbid. But at the end of the day, asks Tosas, how is it hers? How is it hers? It needs to be hers. And how does it work to be able to be kone? You need to do a ma'aseh kinyan. So it's true, nihi denosan l'rishus umashila, he lets her use it, but you need to do a chazaka. Okay, Rabbosai, according to the way I learned, according to Rashi, how would Rashi answer this question? I think Rashi would answer this question very, very simply. How would Rashi answer this question? What's that? All you need is that he's not makbid. Once he's not makbid, then Kalev automatically work. That's why I wasn't even bothered by this question. So again, let's just get the facts down. The facts are that the Gemara tells us that you need to do a Maisa Chazaka in order to be Kone in an area that you borrow. In other words, let's just spell out the details because this is going to be important. I borrow something from you, I could use it to be Kone, but I have to now show my own independent ownership, and therefore I have to do nal gadar uparatz. In other words, I have to do a maisa that shows a ras bailus, even though I'm just borrowing. And then I could be kona. So asks Tosos, she didn't do this. And, okay, she didn't do this. If she didn't do it, so then how is it going to work? So l'chura, if we say like Rashi, it's lo kapti, so then it should be enough. V'tireitz Riva. How does the Riva answer? Da'af al-gav de'ena mokum koni lo. Really, she doesn't own it. D'kima d'yesh lo rishus l'havi kolsa sham. Koni lo kolsa. The kelav shall adam kainala b'chol makom sheish rishus laniach kemo gabe simta. He says, you don't need to be konen. Once she has rishus to put it there, then that's enough to be konen with her kelim. Like we find when it comes to simta, afal pish ein simta konula, mikol makom akli atzmoi konula. So I'd like to learn Taisus's Havamina and Teretz in the following way. Taisus in the Havamina thinks that Kalev Shalkoner Bershus Mocher is going to be a problem, even if you have Rishus, because at the end of the day, you weren't Kona the Rishus to be entirely yours. If you weren't Kona the Rishus to be entirely yours at this period of time, simply having Rishus is not enough to allow Kalev Shalkona to be Kona Rishus Mocher. Comes along Tosus, and Tosus reframes the problem of Kalev Shalkona Rishus Mocher. And Tosus says the problem of Kalev Shalkona is that you didn't have Rishus to be Kona there. But if the guy gives you Rishus, even if you don't have bailus over the makom, that's enough. And the raya is from the din simta. What's the din of simta? Simta is an area that's designated for shopkeepers to do business. It doesn't belong to anybody. And you think about it, like the shuk today, like who owns the shuk? Hakadosh Baruch Hu should protect us as long as it's not the terrorists, right? So who owns the shuk? So if you ask the Turei character, they'll say one thing. And if you ask the shuk owner, they'll say somewhere else. And if you ask the iriyah, they'll say something else. But at the end of the day, it could be that it's this middle ground called simta, alpi halacha. And in the halacha of simta, so then in such a case, the halacha of simta says what? The halacha of simta says this is a place that's miyuad for shopkeepers, and no one owns it, and therefore everybody could be doing kinyanim there. It's not. Oh. So Taisus comes along and he redefines Kalev Shalkona Brishus Mocher. It's not the pshat that you need to have the bailus in order to be no longer be considered Mocher. As long as you have Rishus, that's enough. Now, by the way, it's similar to Rashi, but different from the speculative way that I had learned Rashi. If I'm right that Rashi's idea is, and this is the speculation, that Rashi's position is that all you need to do is have an asina into the woman's Rishus, then it has nothing to do with kinyanim, right? And it's enough to create an asina, it's enough to be domui lahagba, according to Rashbam. Most significantly, again, Rashi, that he's not makbid, so then Rashi might be different than the Riva. Comes along the Riva, and the Riva says, this is not only a din in gittin, but this is going to be a din in simta in general. For Rashi, it might not be a din in simta, in kinyanim in general, but for Rashi, it's a din in Nesina. Okay? That's going to be the sheet of the Riva. So the Riva is definitely closer to Rashi and the way I'm learning Rashbam. He's definitely not like Rabbeinu Gershom. But he is this, possibly this third Shita, or no. Or at the end of the day, it's mamish exactly the Yisod of Rashi. So that could go in both directions. The Nafkamina is going to be Rabbi Kiva Eger again in the Chalkas Yov. Is Riva in the world that we were arguing like Rabbi Kiva Eger that all it Gerishin is an Asina, like the Ktsais Vamevin Yavin, that's just the Din Asina? Or this is working like all other Kinyanim, still this will be a form of Kinyan. Now Rabosai. There is a very, very dramatic machlokas that Rav Tzvi mentioned to me as I was walking into the room that I think it could be Rabbi Yitzchak also worked on earlier, and now I'm finally coming to. And that is, if I borrow Rishus, is that enough for me to be Kona? So if you take a look, there's a lot of achronim on this. The Nesivus is a tour de force over here. The legend is that I've told you this, I've shared this with you in the past, that the Nesivus and the Ktsais were traveling together, and the Sefer Ktsais HaChosh had already become a better seller than the Sefer Nesivus HaMishpat. And Nesivus turned to the Ktsais. I'm editorializing over here, but this is the way I've dramatized the question in my mind, the conversation in my mind. And that is, the Nesivus says, come on, Ktsais, you know, at the end of the day, you're not a much bigger Talmud Chacham than I am, so why is it that your Sefer is more popular than mine? So the Ktsais said, how do you write? So he said, I learn up the sugya and I write it up. And he said, what do you do afterwards? He said, then I learn the next sugya and I write it up. So the Ktsais said, that's the answer. He said that when I write, so then I go back and edit again and again and again. So the way they say this over in the yeshivas is to emphasize that it's not enough just to write. You have to go back and look at it again and look at it again and re-examine again. But my point is that actually the Nesivus HaMishpat, there's a part of me that's very thankful the Nesivus HaMishpat didn't go back and edit. Even though it's Sefer HaChosh HaMishpat might be a little bit less popular because the Nesivus wrote on every area of halacha. There isn't an area of halacha. We just quoted the Nesivus in the Torah's Gittin. The Ktsais wrote one Sefer, and then Shef Shmait says a little bit murky exactly when it was written and so on. So in a way, I'm thankful that he didn't take the Ktsais's editorial. What's that? And the Avnei Miluim. But Avnei Miluim is actually written by his son-in-law. Do you know, this? Since Rav Shechter sent this, I'll say this in Shir. Supposedly Rav Shechter claimed, I heard this in Shir from Rav Shechter 25 years ago, that the Avnei Miluim is not learned by Hasidim because they alleged that his son-in-law was a maskil. Has many ha'aros from so that I didn't know. I did notice when I was in Tarvadas that they used Ktsais more than Avnei Miluim. But I don't know if that was a coincidence or whatever. But either way, that's what's that they alleged. I have no idea. Anyhow, why am I starting with all this introduction? Because the Ktsais is a bar sheet over here, but the one who does the best job for my learning in presenting the sugi is actually the Nesivus. So the Nesivus in... I put on the Mara Mekomos. Now it's not in front of me, the page number.
It's not the same view, though.
Wait, just a second. Anybody have the Mara Mekomos in front of me? In front of you? I always like to put it for the record where the Nesivus is. The Ksos is in two places. Was it Reish? The last one, Nesivus HaMishpat, the last one? Oh, no, that's a previous Mar Mekomos. That's not it. Okay. So it's Nesivus HaMishpat in the Reishis. Tov. So Nesivus HaMishpat presents the following Shaila. He brings in... Oh, gosh, I'm bothered by the fact that I don't... Okay. And I'm not quoting the Mar Mekomos. It's bothering me. All right. It wasn't meant to be. So Nesivus HaMishpat says in the Reishis, he says the following. He says that there is a big machlokes achronim, and there are stiras and gemaras about when you have an area that you've borrowed, is it enough for you to be kona? Can you be kona on that area? So if you take a look in Os Vav in front of you, it's the page right after the Chalkas Yov, he says, Hine mari tochiach. That in order to have for schiras to work, so you need to do a ma'isa chazaka. And they bring a raya from Gittin. Now he brings a raya from the Gemara of Tizal v'Tichud v'Tiftach. It's a very shver raya. That's where you came to it, Rabbi Yitzchak. Is that how you came to the sugya from this raya? Okay. And then he brings a raya from our Tosos. So again, let's make sure we've got the landscape over here. There's a machloikis between the Ktsais and the Ma'arit, and the Nesivus is going to take sides, but whether you need to do a Ma'isa Chazaka in order for your borrowed or rented area is going to be Kona. The Ma'arit says yes, and the Ktsais in Kuf Peites, that's on your Mara Mekomos, the Ktsais in Kuf Peites says no. In other words, if I rent something, is that area automatically is that area automatically kone. And what the Nesivis does is he quotes Mar Mekomos Lekan, Mar Mekomos Lekan, and what he's going to say is it depends, he's going to create a new variable. But before we get that, and that might be already a bonus, let's see how the Achronim connected to our Tosas. The Achronim say, and it's the Achronim say that Tosas in his question seems to be assuming like the Maharit. And it's a kasha against the Ksais. Because what was happening in the case of where the woman wanted to be kona with her kilsa? So we want her kilsa to be kona. She wants it to work. But Taisus asks a question, and Taisus' question is, but she needs to do a kinyan. Even if he lent her the pace, it's not enough. You need to do a Maisa Kinyan. And if you don't do a Maisa Kinyan, then it's not going to work. Elamai, the area that he's mashal her, Tosas asks, you need a chazaka on it. So we see that in order to be kone, you need a chazaka. That's the raya from Tosas. Again, it's a little subtle. No jewel be left behind. I'm not gonna say the rest of the things I was thinking until everybody chops this. One of the special things I learned from Reb Braunschweigel is there's no mitzvah for Rebbe to say everything that he was thinking about the sugya. The mitzvah is for the Rebbe to teach the sugya well to the Talmidim. That's the mitzvah. So there's no mitzvah for me to go on if this point is not clear. Okay? Let's do Taisis again. Taisis Dibra Maskel Kegoin in Bava Basra Pehei asked, he gave her rishus for the area of the klasos. Rishus is not enough. For her to be kone with the area, in such a case, you also need to do a chazaka. Like we see in Ashol, kishem sha'karka nikna b'kesev b'shtar v'chazaka, kach schirus karka. If you want to be kone the area, use the area to be kone, for it to be fully yours, then in such a case, you need to do an act of dominion. So what do I see? What I see from Tosis' question, we're now at first glance off topic entirely. We're up to a shaylan chosha mishpat. When I rent something, is it by definition enough of mine to be kone? From this Tosis is mashma no. Because Tosas says that in order for the woman to be kone, Tosas asks, she needs to do a kinyan on the karka. So if you take a look, in Kovitz Yurim, Rabbi Chanan says this in one line. Take a look in the next page. This is a quote from Kovitz Yurim in Balbasa Oshan Shin Zayin. The right at the top page, one line. Ulefi mashikosa biktos hachoshen. Cheskas tashmish mahanya liknos hatashmish. Eimakon lukushias tosas. If I hold that cheskas tashmish, in other words, the fact that I'm able to use it is enough to be kone, so then there's no question of tosas. In other words, what was tosas bothered by? At the end of the day, it doesn't work. It does work. You don't need to do Na'al Gadar Uparitz. You have rights. The woman has a right to put down her basket. Says Rabbi Chanan, that is the raya that the Nesivus was bringing from the Ma'arit. Okay? That's the raya from our Tosas. Now before we go back to the Tosas, and here I must tell you that what I'm going to be doing when I go back to Tosas is thinking aloud with you, because I'm not sure what I'm going to say is correct, but Ad Kan I have, this is clear, and even the next part is clear. Comes along the Nesivus, and the Nesivus says brilliantly, this is a brilliant Nesivus. The Nesivus says that we're mixing up two different forms. The Achronim, we're talking past each other, because they were missing, they were confusing two different forms of usage in Shas. For example, says the Nesivos, if you take a look at the Gemara in Bava Basra, two dafim later on Pei Zayin Amid Aleph, it's on the last page. It's a Beferisha Gemara that says that if you want to be kona something on your rack, says the Gemara, im scharo mehayom, excuse me, past that Gemara. The Gemara says, lech v'yafelecha karka kolshu, right before the Mishnah, v'koni kol masha aleha. If you want to be kone something that is on land, then you have to do a kinyan on it. Lech v'yapelecha karka. Go, I didn't read it properly the first time, v'yapelecha, improve the karka, and then you could be kone it. Says Tosos, on the top of Pezayin Amrath, klomer achseik b'karka yidei yipui, davik ke'en nol gadol koshu, and then it's going to be rented to you, lios kichatzercha, to be your chatzer, le'inyin zesh, tikne mashalel, in order to be kone. So says the Nesivos, if you want to be kone something, then schirus is not enough. If you want to be kone something, schirus is not enough. Why? Because that's not, you're not enough of an owner simply paying rent on something or borrowing it. You have to have horas bailus to make a kinyan. That says in the Sivus is one category. Says in the Sivus, but there are other examples of where a person's not being kona something. For example, says in the Sivus, I have rishus to put tvua here. The Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Memches says, Bava Kam, excuse me, on Daf Memches says, that if I have reshus to put wheat on a particular area, so then in such a case, when you bring the wheat in as the seller, then I can't go back and you can't go back. There, I have reshus ishtamshus, and it's enough to create a binding agreement. It's not enough of a bailus that I could be kona something, but has significance enough to be considered a rishus hishtamshus. Okay. So says in the Sivis, the Ktsois is wrong because all of the Gemaras that he points to that seems to show that you have rights, that things become yours, are just rights that come from rishus hishtamshus. But haras bailus needs for you to be the bailum of the karka, and she'ela is not going to be enough. And therefore, he says in paragraph Ulefia Nias Daiti, on the first page in the Nesivos, Ulefia Nias Daiti Nira, Devad Adim in Machne Ephraim, De Beschirus Kana B'Tashmishim Bolvad. That Schirus works to be Kona for Tashmishim. You don't need to do Nal Gadar Uparitz to have the rights for Tashmishim. In other words, if I rent from you the area to put down the ladder, that's enough for me to be kona the rights of Tashmishim. But to say that I'm able to be kona another object in that, that's not going to be enough. That you need to do Nal Gadar Uparitz. And that's what Tosfos in Bava Basra was saying on Pei Zayin Amid Beis. Skip a paragraph, continues in Nesivos, Ulefiza Asi Shapir. Dibigitin Uba Baba Basra Uba Mitzia. In the sugyas that we were discussing, that are talking about kinyan, like get, mayril inyin liknos aidei chatzero l'skeir shal yado. There, we're talking about being kona with the get. Ubeinon shielo kinyan aguf pechatzer. And in such a case, you need a kinyan in the guf pechatzer. Ulekach beinon chazaka denal gado uparetz. That's what you need, chazaka denal gado uparetz. All you need there is Rishus Lishtamish. So says the Nesivos, there's no stira. It depends on whether you're using it to be kone or whether you're not using it to be kona. If that's so, Rabosai, then I'm thinking that the way we're learning the sugya, there's absolutely no raya from even Tosas and Bava Basra. Ulai v'ulai. I need you to help me out over here. How did we read the Tosas? We read that Tosas is bothered by the problem of Rishus Kalev Birshus Kalev Shalokeach Birshus Mocher. That my kalim can't be kona if there is an impediment of the Rishus HaMocher. And Tosas asks, the only way there's not an impediment of the Rishus HaMocher is if you own, the Lokeach also owns that area. Comes along the Riva, and the Riva says, no, as long as it gives you Rishus, it's enough. That's the Shaklatari of Tosas. So, if that's so, we're not talking about the rishus of the mocher being kona. We're only talking about the rishus of the mocher impeding the kinyan of the lokeach. And therefore, I am very much bothered that no one stopped. Maybe it was because I was already inspired in the Sivas, and then what I'm saying is MS, and that's why Rabbi Chanan didn't raise this. But I'm bothered of the Rabbi Chanan says that the Tzais is wrong based on the Tzais. The Tzais is, what the Tzais is saying is Tzais is bothered that the, once we learn good pshat, this is a good example where good lambda starts with good pshat. Once we read really, really well Rashi, and we understood the tensions between Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom, and that Rashi is just bother, Kalev Shal Lokeach Birshus Mocher, is just a technical problem. That you don't have full Horas Pilus with your Kli when it's sitting in someone else's Rishus. Then, in such a case, we're not asking, as the Nesiva said, that the Mocher should be Kona, but rather we're all, our question is whether there's enough independent, the lokech is independent enough from the mocher, and Tosas' kasha in the Havamina is he's not independent from the mocher. In the Havamina, he thinks, unless he gives him the rishus entirely. And the Riva's answer is, you don't have to give him the rishus entirely. But we're not talking about wanting the mocher to do a kinyan. If we're talking about the mocher wanting to do a kinyan, ain't a chanami, then in such a case, then you're going to need a kinyan. But that's not what we're talking about in Tosas. So therefore, there's going to be no raya in either direction from Tosas. Tosas is not talking about the machlokis between the Ktsos and the Nesivas, of whether when you have rights to a Roshus, whether having rights is enough to be Kona. That's not the topic over here. It's a pellet to me on Rabbi Chanan, Zeichet Tzadik V'Kadosh Avrach. I'm not sure. Unless I'm missing something. It's possible I didn't have enough time over Shabbos to think the sugya as through as I would like. Baruch Hashem, there was a lot going on in the shul, and I was zocha that Rav Ram was at our house for Shabbos. There was a lot going on. So I didn't have enough time to think about this ad asof, but it would seem to me that now, just one more point, l'chadei det hadvarim, this is just a cherry on the top, l'chadei des hadvarim, if you learn like Rabbeinu Gershom, then that's exactly what's happening, like Rabbi Chanan's assuming. If you learn like Rabbeinu Gershom, that Rabbeinu Gershom needs, what's going to happen is either it's Hershus to be Kona or not Hershus to be Kona. So then in such a case, according to Rabbeinu Gershom, then you see from Tosas, that Tosas is saying that you need a Kinyan in order for Hershus to be Kona. But if you're not learning like Rabbeinu Gershom, and then in such a case, then Rabbi Chanan's Raya falls away. Okay, that last point was a little bit intricate. Let's go for B'siyata D'Shmaya, a summary of what we learned. The last intricate part is just to challenge the Talmidim. You know, when I started teaching Shana Bet, and I had it's not like in Kolo where there's a smaller shir. So I had about 20, 25 boys in the shir. So I asked Reb Braunschweiler in my first year, I said to him, and there were some very gifted boys in the shir, and then there were sincere boys who weren't so advanced in learning. So I asked him, and he taught 100 guys, and he had guys who were sitting in Kolo for four or five years, and he had guys who were back after a year from Yeshiva HaKotel. I'm talking about the old Yeshiva HaKotel. It's a different type of yeshiva at the time. Guys who had been learning only for a year or two. And I asked him, how do you teach? So Reb Braunschweiler said that the way to teach is that you teach, don't teach to the highest boys, teach to the middle of the class, or he said the above middle of the class, and he said throw the mitsuyanim bones. So that's what this is. That's what this is. That's what I'm if everything to you that I said was obvious, so now I'm throwing to you this idea of this. Maybe it could very well be that this would be a yishuv. Okay, but now let's come back and summarize what we did. What was clear in the sugya, not the things that are vague. Let's have what's clear in the sugya. What's clear in the sugya is as follows. What's clear is that there are many different shitas in the Gemara. Again, we're doing the rule of a 5-sentence summary of the whole sugya. It was a rule of Kel Shalokeach Brishus Mocher is not Konet. Amoraim have many different explanations of why it's not a problem when it comes to the Kilsa. The sum total, according to Rashi, is that all of those cases are that the husband's not Makbid. That's how Rashi learned. We saw that Rabbeinu Gershom takes an entirely different approach, and Rabbeinu Gershom says that the way the kilsa works is that he's doing a kinyan. She's doing a kinyan. Rabbeinu Gershom again has it in the case of the seller of the baskets and his wife has a basket that he's makneter. Could be that these two Rabbeinu Gershoms are connected. The Rabbeinu Gershom is assuming that what's happening over here is a kinyan. While Rashbam and Rashi do not learn that the case is that there were kinyanim, but rather that the husband is not makbid. Speculation that Rashi holds that all you need is nesina, while Rabbeinu Gershom holds you need kinyan, and that might be totally in the famous machlokas achronim of how a get works into a woman's hand. Speculation. Then Tosas asks, but at the end of the day, how is it going to work? Even if he gives her rishus, he needs to be makned to her, the makom. Tosas answers, no. All you need to preempt the problem of Kel Shel Kech Rishus Mocher is Rishus. It's very similar to Rashi, possibly different, because Tosas is saying it by all Kinyanim, and Rashi might be only in regards to Get. The raid on the Sugya is that there's a big machlokas between Ktsos and Nesivus, Marit and Machne Ephraim, that the Nesivus all quotes in the Reishis, where he says that there's a machlokas of when you borrow a rishus or you rent a rishus, could you be kona objects there, or you need to do a ma'aseh kinyan? Some point to Aratosis, and they say that you see from Aratosis that you needed to do a ma'aseh kinyan in order for it to work. That was the premise of Tosis's question. I speculated that maybe there's no raya whatsoever, because Tosis is, the way we read Tosis, is not a question of whether you're going to be kona the get. But rather, the question is whether there's an ikuv of the Rishus Mocher. And the answer, you have Aura, so I want to hear it just a second. I'm summarizing, then I want to hear your Aura. That's in regards to the ikuv or Rishus Mocher. And already I'm learning, I might be responding to you already, Yitzchak, and already in the Kasha, Tosis is just learning that it's a question of Rishus Mocher. And we learned that the Shakla Vitaya of Tosis is what prevents the problem Birshus Mocher, but it's not telling you about Kinyanim. It's not telling you about Kinyanim, because Rashi, Rashbam, and everybody except for Rabbeinu Gershom doesn't learn that's Kinyanim. By the way, the Dvar Yaakov, Tzvi and I were just looking over the Shitas, Dvar Yaakov puts the Ritva in Bava Basra with Rabbeinu Gershom. I don't think it's the same thing as Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom is saying that the whole thing is working with a Kinyan. That's not necessarily what Ritva is saying, Vamevin Yavin. And so therefore, I speculated that maybe there's no kasha from Tosis, there's no raya from Tosis as well. In other words, you could read Tosis the way I read Tosis. Once you could read Tosis the way I read Tosis, so then in such a case, the raya from Tosis falls away. Now this is speculation, and it seems like Achram disagrees with me. Not only that, the Nesivus himself that I used assumes also Tosis is not. So I was using a Nesivus that he himself didn't read Tosis that way, which is a little bit of a kasha against him. But the most important part is not that cherry on the top. The most important part is Rabbeinu Gershom versus Rashbam, and what it might say about what whether Gerushin in our sugya is the Rishus Mocher preventing a kinyan, or is it just preventing the ability for her hand to work, or you need the Rishus Mocher to create a kinyan, like we saw in Rabbeinu Gershom, and then it could very well be, and then we have a beautiful Tosis Kasha and Teretz, and then it could very well be that this issue might get to the core of how Gerushin works in terms of Messina. Fire away, Rabbi Yitzchak, about the last point.